Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Dolly here. Oh, I don't know about you, but this show is really starting off like most days, in a good way, right? We're going to start this off in a good way. I don't have any control of my board, so I can't play all the great Cubs songs that have been coming in for you, but I certainly hope you can hear me. We're having some technical issues here, so I'm not quite sure if you can hear me. I think I've said that already. Working on some things here. Just bear with us. But hopefully you can hear me on the show right now. We're just going to go ahead and act like everything is just fine. We don't have music to play. I'm disappointed. I'm so disappointed because I had some great Cubs music that had come in from our friends Michael Reiser, who is with the Michael Reiser Band. And we had some great tunes that came in from Love and Money, the band, as well. So I really don't know what's going on here. Technical problems, unfortunately. But hopefully you are hearing me and we're getting through to you. It's going to be a great show. Thanks for listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show. I am your host, Dolly McCarthy. Every week I bring you good guests, good music, well, at least most weeks anyway, good information and some good news to share. The Cubs are going all the way. They're in the World Series. The Cubs are in the World Series. I never thought I'd ever be able to say that. It feels so good to say that. And so we're tied up in the series right now. I think we're going to win it at home on Sunday night. Let's keep the faith and keep our fingers crossed that it happens. I do have a great show for you. If you're looking for a job, you're still looking for a job, well, I have a guest on the show today, Diane Malachi, and she has some advice. Stop looking for a job. She'll explain it all in her new book, The Gig Economy. We're going to talk to her about your next career move. If you're looking for greater satisfaction, security, we're going to talk to this award-winning and entrepreneur lecturer, an expert, Diane Malachi. I think it's Malachi, but I'm going to double check. This might be a typo. And we're going to get some advice from her on how you should stop looking for a job. What exactly does she mean by that? Then we've got Jocelyn Shook from First Comes Fitness. And I just love this topic this week. We're going to be talking about working out with your partner, your spouse, how to feel more comfortable, get more energetic, happier. And you can do that not by working out alone. She says that working out with your girlfriend or your boyfriend will help you build muscle. You'll work out better. And it's clinically proven by psychologists that you'll spend more time together as a couple when you work out. That's not what's clinically proven. What's clinically proven is that you'll work out better than working out alone. So we're going to talk about all the benefits of working out together. And I love this topic because we're not, you know, you always see, I'm always going to the gym by myself, and it gets boring. And I would like to have someone go to the gym with me and work out with me because I think I would show off a little more and then push myself a little harder, right? I don't know about the showing off, but it pushes you a little harder. So we're going to talk to Jocelyn Shook with First Comes Fitness about that. I really am hoping that you can hear me. I really do. I hope this show is going. It's such a bummer because there's something technically wrong with Blog Talk Radio today. And so we might not be able to, you know, have a show. So kind of a bummer here, but I'm really hoping that it's happening, that you can hear me. And I'm not quite sure. So we're just going to run with the show as if you can, because I'm thinking that you can, even though my board is completely blank. Okay, my third guest on the show is a gal by the name of C. Eshelman, and she is the author of the best-selling book, Drowning with My Hair on Fire. And she's the founder of the Attach Place, the Center for Strengthening Relationships. She has spent many years working with families, specializing in adoptive and foster families, and increasing the love and bond with each other. When C saw this recent New York Post article hit a little close to home, she examined her own children's use of electronics and realized what she had done was equivalent to having given my precious baby a little hit off the pipe every time to quiet him down. Isn't that something? How profound. What starts as a quieter can turn children into full-blown adult internet addicts. So she's talking about the screen time. You know what I'm talking about, moms and dads. I'm guilty of it too. Okay, we're in the car. You're driving down to Florida. You're tired. You're exhausted. There's miles and miles behind you and miles before you. And you just want everybody to be quiet. So you say, get on your phone. And maybe you do that at home before dinner. Maybe you do it in the morning before the kids are off to school. These things happen. You know, it's hard being a parent. And sometimes that TV time, that screen time, letting the kids play on the phone is, you know, what can I say? It's a much needed break to get stuff done. And, you know, like most parents, C initially used the screen time as a timeout for herself. So it began as an hour a day, and then it quickly became an easy fix for more mommy time. Now her son was spending several hours a day in front of a screen, and eventually his mental and physical being began to suffer. And she says, showing signs of increased ADHD, appearance from, he had an ashen appearance from lack of sun exposure and limited personal interaction with friends. So C. Eshelman will be joining us to share her story and help other parents realize and avoid the dangers of too much screen time on our children. Not an easy thing to do. Definitely not easy parenting today with all the distractions in the world. So this is not an interview to make you feel guilty. It's just to make you more aware and conscious and be more, like I've always said, more conscious and purposeful in our parenting. So we do have a full show, that's for sure. I certainly do hope and pray that you, my listeners, are hearing me. I'm not getting my list of callers coming in like I usually do. So I'm a little concerned that I don't have a show. And if that's the case, I'm going to give it a few more minutes because if I get a call coming in, then I think I'm going to be okay. So disappointing because I put so much effort into this show. Excuse me, it was going to be a great show. I'm so disappointed. I don't know what's going on with this blog. I use Blog Talk Radio to bring you the show, and then my half dozen or so internets that carry the show take it from Blog Talk and then bring it out to you, deliver it to you, whether it be through WCKG 1530 AM in Naperville, whether it be Rivet Radio Network in Chicago, 1010 News Talk, you know, the list goes on and on. And but this is where it all begins, on Blog Talk Radio. So it doesn't look like I'm getting through. So I'm sorry to say this, but I'm going to have to end the show because I really don't know what's going on. Really disappointed because I had a great show for you. And I wanted to take some calls and give away some free stuff and celebrate another opportunity to bring you the good news on the Dolly McCarthy Show. But not meant to be. You guys, thanks so much for supporting the show and bearing with me the last month or so with these technical difficulties. We're going to get this resolved, and we will be, you know, as consistent as we've been the last 3 years. So growing pains here. Thanks for supporting the show and listening. If you can hear me, it doesn't seem like it, but you guys and as I always say at the end of the show, be good, everybody. Be good to each other and take care of each other. Thanks again for listening. Bye-bye.